You're listening to the audio production of The Opt-Out Family, How to Give Your Kids What Technology Can't by Aaron Lochner. Published by Zondervan and read by Lisa Larson. For the brave, bold, unapologetic parents. And for the revolutionary generation, they're not afraid to raise. A note to readers. This book does not contain success stories of small businesses who got TikTok famous after posting their pastry secrets. It does not contain statistics on how many more teens learn to knit or whittle or grow mushrooms after watching YouTube tutorials in their kitchens. It does not contain happy tales of awkward girls who found their first beloved community on Instagram. Because for every girl who found herself on Instagram, another lost herself. We are playing a dangerous game with algorithms. It is a game of chance, of numbers, of wild risk. Daily, we roll the dice. If we get lucky, we win. If we don't, our children lose, and we lose them. Opt-out family. Noun. Singular. 1. An intentional home environment, group, or household unit in which the role of technology is greatly minimized as a result of evidence-based research on the developmental harms attributed to screens, social media, and digital use. Synonyms. Tech-free family. Low-tech household. Flip phone users, device-free, screen-free. See also opt-out families, noun, plural. How to use opt-out families in a sentence. 1. Though not all opt-out families live in a screen-free home, many parents have chosen to reject the use of personal devices. 2. A growing number of parents today are identifying as opt-out families, a proactive response to technology's overreach in their children's schools, from data mining to privacy breaches, and mounting evidence of its harmful effects on brain development, attention, and cognition. 3. We're an opt-out family, Mary explained. You won't find us on separate screens, scrolling in our own world while sitting on the same sofa. Related. See opt-out kids. Introduction. It started with a rope swing. I was pregnant with my third child, sprawled on the front lawn, untangling a steeple rope ladder for tree climbing. My four-year-old son ran circles around our towering oak, inquiring as to the status of the pending project. Is it ready? How about now? Like a short soon or a long soon? While my 8-year-old daughter and my husband sat cross-legged, each hunched over a particularly tangled knot in the rope. It was a hot July afternoon, and all that remained of our heaping bowl of frozen blueberries was ant soup and violet tongues. My energy was waning. I questioned more than once whether we should abandon the project. Save it for a day that promised more ease, less sweat, and definitely more frozen fruit. But we pressed on. I had a vision after all. Our home is a small fixer-upper in a quiet neighborhood with an elementary school nestled right in the center. Daily, my family and I watch the pint-sized crowd and their parents rush by with Spider-Man backpacks and weighty dreams. What if ropes and rungs could brighten someone's morning commute? Who might pause? What might he or she discover? What could happen next? Friends and neighbors halting their day to scramble up to the highest heights of our favorite tree, peeking at the world with a renewed perspective. Fresh air, laughing leaves, built-in adventure, soaring hopes, wide-eyed wonder. Tea parties hosted on every branch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?